Chapter 7 of Bethink Yourselves by Leo Tolstoy, translated by V. Chertkov. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. The evil from which men of our time are suffering is produced by the fact that the majority live without that which alone affords a rational guidance for human activity, without religion. Not that religion which consists in belief in dogmas, in the fulfilment of rites which afford a pleasant diversion, consolation, stimulant, but that religion which establishes the relation of man to the All, to God, and therefore gives a general higher direction to all human activity, and without which people stand on the plane of animals and even lower than they. This evil which is leading men to inevitable destruction has manifested itself with special power in our time, because, having lost all rational guidance in life, and having directed all efforts to discoveries and improvements, principally in the sphere of technical knowledge, men of our time have developed in themselves enormous power over the forces of nature. But not having any guidance for the rational adaptation of this power, they naturally have used it for the satisfaction of their lowest and most animal propensities. Bereft of religion, men possessing enormous power over the forces of nature are like children to whom powder or explosive gas has been given as a plaything. Considering this power which men of our time possess and the way they use it, one feels that considering the degree of their moral development, men have no right not only to the use of railways, steam, electricity, telephones, photography, wireless telegraphs, but even to the simple art of manufacturing iron and steel, as all these improvements and arts they use only for the satisfaction of their lusts, for amusement, dissipation, and the destruction of each other. Then what is to be done? To reject all these improvements of life, all this power acquired by humanity, to forget that which it has learnt, this is impossible. However perniciously these mental acquisitions are used, they still are acquisitions, and men cannot forget them. To alter those combinations of nations which have been formed during centuries, and to establish new ones, to invent such new institutions as would hinder the minority from deceiving and exploiting the majority, to disseminate knowledge, all this has been tried and is being done with great fervor. All these imaginary methods of improvement represent the chief methods of self-oblivion and of diverting one's attention from the consciousness of inevitable perdition. The boundaries of states are changed, institutions are altered, knowledge is disseminated, but within other boundaries, with other organizations, with increased knowledge, men remain the same beasts, ready any minute to tear each other to pieces, or the same slaves they have always been and always will be, while they continue to be guided not by religious consciousness, but by passions, theories, and external influences. Man has no choice. He must be the slave of the most unscrupulous and insolent amongst slaves, or else the servant of God, because for man there is only one way of being free, by uniting his will with the will of God. People bereft of religion, some repudiating religion itself, others recognizing as religion those external, monstrous forms which have superseded it, and guided only by their personal lusts, fear, human laws, and above all by mutual hypnotism, cannot cease to be animals or slaves, and no external efforts can extricate them from this state, for only religion makes a man free, and most of the people of our time are deprived of it. End of chapter 7.